Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC and always News, streaming on the Civic
I'm
Media
Andy Field.
App.
President Biden again criticizing House Republican infighting that's preventing a temporary spending bill to avoid a government shutdown this Saturday.
Funding the government is one of the most basic fundamental responsibilities of Congress. And if Republicans in the House don't start doing the job, we should stop electing them.
President Biden due in Michigan tomorrow, planning to join a UAW picket line. Writers Guild Board will vote tomorrow on a tentative contract with TV and movie studios, and then it is up to union members to vote and end that months-long strike. Senator Bob Menendez at a news conference saying he is not guilty of corruption and won't resign. As for that nearly $500,000 in cash investigators found at his home,
these were monies drawn from my personal savings account, based on the income that I have lawfully derived over those 30 years.
Senators saying he kept that cash at home for emergencies. This is ABC News. There are 8 people now in the hospital after a JetBlue flight hit severe turbulence.
The JetBlue flight was heading from Ecuador to Fort Lauderdale when the airline says the Airbus A320 hit sudden severe turbulence. It happened during the cruise portion of the flight near Jamaica. It landed in Florida, where 7 customers and 1 crew member went to hospitals for treatment. The severity of the injuries is not clear. JetBlue says a plane has been taken out of service to be inspected. The NTSB will investigate. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Amazon investing up to $4 billion in an artificial intelligence startup, Anthropic. The company is making Amazon its primary cloud computing service and using the online retail giant's custom chips as part of its work to train and deploy its generative AI systems. Oscar-winning actress Sophia Loren recovering from surgery for leg fractures in Geneva, Switzerland. Andy Field, ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Students were removed from class after a bomb threat at Pulaski High School Friday morning. The Green Bay Press-Gazette reports that police gave the go-ahead for students to return to class just before 10 a.m. Authorities searched the school after students were moved to the middle school as a precaution. Nothing was found, no one was injured, and there were no incidents during evacuation. There is no word on who was behind the threat at this time. The city of De Pere might be getting a new high school. De Pere schools are dealing with overcrowding, especially its intermediate and middle schools, and the high school is nearly full. A task force met several times over the summer and is expected to propose a new school with a capacity of 1,800 students. The campus would be built on green space between the current high school and Dickinson Elementary School. The total price tag for the proposed project would be $206 million. The board meets tonight to discuss. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaminakusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaminakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaminakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaminakusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to 4 times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaminakusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaminakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hello, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. We are here at WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM every Monday night from 7 to 8. And folks, I am really honored and privileged tonight, you know, as we always talk about moving Wisconsin forward and fighting for our democracy. I am privileged and honored to have back Stephanie Bloomingdale, the head of the AFL-CIO for Wisconsin. And joining Stephanie and I, Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action. So, folks, we're here. Thank you guys for joining me. Thanks so much. This is a radio show. Can you hear me?
Can hear you. Great to be here with you, Mark. Great to be here. On Monday night for the Paul Revere Show. Ready to get on our horse and have a great hour with you.
Yeah. So, you know, just for your listeners, the three of us are going to talk tonight about a couple of really hot items. And so just stay with us, but I'm going to give you a heads up at the outset. We're going to talk about the UAW strike and its what's at stake for working people and, frankly, the democracy in the country. And we're also talking about the continuing what I call the unconstitutional attempts at impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who was just recently elected by 11 points. But to start out the hour, I really thought it would be great to hear direct from the AFL-CIO and Stephanie Bloomingdale on what's at stake with the UAW strike. And let me just throw in one thing before you jump in. Folks, before I became a lawyer, I was a steel worker at Indiana for Big Steel for 8.5 years and some of the best days of my life. And when we have these folks out here fighting for all of us, my heart goes out to each and every one, everybody on strike. And I just want to say that at the outset. So, Stephanie, what's happening with the UAW nationally and in Wisconsin?
Well, nationally, so good evening, Mark, and glad to be here with Robert Craig from Citizen Action as well. The UAW is on strike with the big three right now. And you've all heard about this already. At midnight on September 15th, as part of a rolling strike strategy called the Stand Up Strike, workers went out on strike at three places across the country. And then just this last Friday at 11 a.m., two plants in Wisconsin also joined that stand-up strike. And those two places are UAW Local 75 in Milwaukee. That is the Mopar auto parts facility, and in Bayview, Wisconsin. And also in Hudson, UAW Local 722 members joined the strike with the General Motors Parts Distribution Center in Hudson, Wisconsin. So this strategy of a rolling strike or a stand-up strike is happening all across the country. There are thousands of workers that are standing up and on strike right now in the negotiations with the big three. And you might say, why are people going on strike? And it is because they have the UAW and the bargaining committee have been hard at work trying to get contracts at each of these big three. They have not been able to secure the kind of negotiations, the kind of contract that they need to have a good, sustainable life for their members. And what they are fighting for, number one, Mark, is fairness. We have seen the company CEOs have raises of, up to 40% in their compensation. So what the bargaining committee and President Fain is saying is that we need to have adequate wage increases for the workers at these plants. And also we need to have an end to the two-tier or sometimes three-tier or four-tier plans that are taking place right now. And also to restore many of the benefits that have been taken away, including the defined benefit pensions over time. So last Friday, I joined the strikers on the line in Bayview at the Mopar Parts Distribution Center for Stellantis over in Bayview. And I spoke with one of the women that was on the line, and she told me she'd been working there a year and a half, but still is on temporary part-time. That means that she's at a lower wage than her coworkers. And there was also another man there that had been working for more than 8 years and still on that temporary part-time. So this strike is in large part to do away with those two-tier or three-tier strategies for with wages, and also for these working people to have an adequate wage. So again, we are not, what they are asking for is fairness. And as you know, that all of that is important to sustain a healthy middle class for our country.
I think to me, because I just, I just wanted to say out front, that I was a steel worker and had a union contract. And this is, a long time ago, folks. To me, it was like yesterday, but, I've had my baby girl who was born when I was in the mill is now almost 45. So that means it's a while ago. But I remember the days when you had full medical coverage and a guaranteed pension plan, which was part of every basic union contract. And I've seen over my lifetime where they've, big corporate America has completely deconstructed and taken that away. And the when I hear and I look at the auto manufacturers and their record profits, right? I remember that they were at the table and took major hits at the time of, the last, the real last great recession that people can remember. To recreate, the business and the sacrifices that they made and that they've been up since. Feel free to jump in here, Robert, on where we're at and what's going on.
Oh, Stephanie laid out the situation extremely well. So did you, Mark. So just this has to do, people know that income inequality has skyrocketed over the last 4 or 5 decades. And the reason is because the owner class, the owners of big corporations, has taken more and more of the proceeds of our country. And they'll do that unless they're stood up to. And the attack on unions is about removing the power of workers to fight back. So this strike is an example of a resurgence in unions and activism in this country. They're organizing drives all over the place. Unions are more popular than they've been since 1960. Very popular. Most workers want them. And you'll notice the workers can help these companies survive. They only survived in the Great Recession because the workers took huge concessions and Barack Obama bailed them out, quote unquote. And now that they're extremely profitable, they still want to keep all the proceeds. And so the workers are standing up to them and say, no, we are part of this. This is our labor and that we deserve our fair share. And they're not only fighting for themselves, which is itself critical because President Biden's the first president in decades to try to rebuild American manufacturing, and he's having success. But in addition, they're setting a standard for a lot of other workers to see why they need a union. And so this is the birth of a new union movement. You were in the steelworkers, Mark. That was a CIO union, the militant unions that helped organize the New Deal and original labor law reform. Now there's a whole new breed of workers who don't have unions and existing workers like this energized UAW that are fighting for another revival of organized labor, new labor laws that's going to give every worker the same rights these UAW workers have. But this is a fight, and the big three and Wall Street's behind them, they're the ones making the profit, will do anything to frustrate this. And I think Stephanie pointed out, they're using a very sophisticated strategy under the UAW president, Sean Fain. They're strategically striking the plants that affect the profits of the big three the most, and they're not sure where they're going to hit next. Stephanie knows all about that, but just so you know, this is a very strategic and innovative and courageous fight, and it's on behalf of all working people, in addition to the workers who are seeking to immediately benefit by getting a fair share for their own labor of the benefits of the growth of these companies and their prosperity.
Hey, you know, we're coming up on a break here in a couple of minutes, Stephanie, but for people that are listening now and may have to run off, what can people listening do to jump in and help the folks that are striking in the UAW, and in particular, the folks here in Hudson and Bayview and here in Milwaukee?
Well, again, this is really what these courageous workers are doing, is standing up for all workers, and many workers want to help. So what they can do just this week is they can join the picket line. They can join the strike line. If you're in Milwaukee, you can go to UAW Local 75 at the Stellantis Mopar Parts, and that's at 3280 South Clement Avenue in Bayview. And they are there from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day. Also, there's going to be a solidarity rally this Wednesday, September 27th at 4:30 at that Stellantis plant for Local 75 in Bayview. And if you are in Hudson, please join those striking workers with UAW 722, who are on strike with the General Motors Parts Distribution Center. And that's at 2200 Willis Miller Drive. And this is a 24-hour picket line, so you can join them anytime. They're there 24 hours a day. And they are also having a solidarity rally this Friday, September 29th, from 4 to 6 in Hudson. So those are two of the things that your listeners can do to help these striking workers.
Thanks so much, folks. We're coming up on the break. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. We are here with the head of the Wisconsin's AFL-CIO and Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action. Come back for more on UAW.
Hey, I love your outfit.
It's Stitch Fix. I'd like to thank my stylist for making me look amazing. She sends looks that work for me and my budget. She gets my fit just right. She turns me on to styles I never would have found on my own. Because of her, because of Stitch Fix, I have time to take care of everything else. They just make everything so easy. So thank you, Stitch Fix. My stylist just gets me, and they'll get you too. Stitch Fix. Take your style quiz today at stitchfix.com.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now. The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 60 tonight under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered showers. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, 67, overcast skies. Cloudy again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 60. Temperatures near average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the mid-60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Mark Thompson, this is your Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night at WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM. I am honored and privileged to have Stephanie Bloomingdale with me, the head of the AFL-CIO in the state of Wisconsin. I should say this great state of Wisconsin. She and her members helped the state keep moving forward despite some really right-wing folks that want to drag us back. I don't know when or where. And also, Dr. Robert Craig, the executive director of Citizen Action in the state. So we're talking about the UAW strike and something that is sort of different about this one. And Stephanie, you mentioned it, so did Robert, a stand-up strike in this strategy. You know, when I was much younger and the big strikes, they would sort of like you'd shut the whole industry down or a whole company down all at once. This is a very unique sort of a tactical approach. So what can you tell us? I know that you're privy to a lot of inside information without giving away inside information, right? What can you share with listeners that just are watching to see, you know, because the scope is expanding, but it's expanding with very selectively. So what's sort of from a labor point of view, what is that theory?
So the idea is that that they've put forward with the stand-up strike, and again, it started on September 15th with three of the big ones in Ford, Michigan, and Missouri, and Ohio. One at Stellantis and Ford and GM, but then just last Friday, two dozens more places joined the stand-up strike, including two plants in Wisconsin, one in Hudson and one in Bayview. And so the idea is that these workers are going on strike and the bargaining committees are continuing to negotiate. And so what we know what can end this strike and get people back to work and get cars rolling, they're saying, you know, no deal, no wheels. Because people want to be buying cars, but soon there is going to be a shortage of cars available, and it's going to hit every sector of our economy. And what they can do is come to the negotiating table and deliver fairness to the workers. And again, this is about fairness. This is not about getting everything, but we know that these CEOs have made record profits. Their wages have gone up over 40%. And we know that, you know, in the larger scope, that CEO to worker pay is right now at a ratio of 272-1. That means the average worker would have to work five lifetimes to earn what a CEO makes in just one single year. And I just want to, you know, kind of also touch on another aspect of this, that delivering good wages and getting rid of these tiers and reinstating benefits that have been taken away from these hardworking Americans also is good for our middle class and our economy in general. Now, we know that when working people have more money in their pockets, they spend that money. And I want to go back to, so, you know, union workers on average make about 18% more than non-union workers. So when workers and unions do better, all workers do better. And we know that if more workers join unions, we have more power. We have more power to have a better slice of the pie, a fair slice of the pie. And talking about consumers, I want to go back to a story that happened a long time ago. But Walter Reuther of the UAW, great leader of the UAW, and Henry Ford II were taking a tour. And they were touring one of the plants. And Henry Ford was saying to Walter Reuther from the UAW that, you know, he was talking about the automation and the machines that were helping to make these cars. And Henry Ford said to Walter Reuther, he said, "So how are you going to get these? How are you going to get these robots to pay union dues?" And Walter Reuther came back and he said, "No, Mr. Ford, the real question is, how are you going to get these robots to buy cars?" So it is very important point here, because if all of the money is extracted to the CEOs and the shareholders, there's not enough left for the middle class to really thrive. So I think it's an important point and really shows how all of us are connected.
You know, I think there's also, you know, there was a time after World War II where, I mean, the American middle class was primarily working and union folks. And there really was an America, right? And I don't want to get lost in tax, but, you know, Eisenhower, the Republican and the general, you know, he taxed the wealthy at 90%. Nobody blinked. And the folks that were rich in America were still the richest people on the planet. And, you know, I think somehow the corporations have convinced us as a people that, you know, we can't dream big for our kids. You know, we just can't dream big for our kids. But hey, Robert, you had mentioned President Biden on this and that he was headed out to walk in the picket line, I think Tuesday. What's the president's slogan here?
President Biden has been the most pro-union president since at least Harry Truman, a long time. And he said outright at the very beginning of this strike that record profits require a record contract, so that the workers need their share of the profits. And he is the first president to walk a picket line in decades. And so understand that we got someone who understands the role of organized labor. And Stephanie made a great point.
I want to come back on the other side, Robert. Save that thought. Okay, folks, remember that. Support the UAW. Record profits mean record contracts. Get out there and support the UAW. We'll be right back with Stephanie Bloomingdale and Dr. Robert Craig to talk more.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. President Biden again criticizing House Republican infighting that's preventing a temporary spending bill to avoid a government shutdown this Saturday.
Funding the government is one of the most basic fundamental responsibilities of Congress. And if Republicans in the House don't start doing the job, we should stop electing them.
President Biden due in Michigan tomorrow, planning to join a UAW picket line. Writers Guild board will vote tomorrow on a tentative contract with TV and movie studios, and then it is up to union members to vote and end that months-long strike. Senator Bob Menendez at a news conference saying he is not guilty of corruption and won't resign. As for that nearly $500,000 in cash investigators found at his home,
these were monies drawn from my personal savings account based on the income that I have lawfully derived over those 30 years.
Senators saying he kept that cash at home for emergencies. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
Green Bay police say a missing man has been found and is safe. 75-year-old Thomas Van Lannen was located a little before 1 p.m. in a field near Fleet Farm on the west side. He had been missing since 5:30 a.m. Monday morning when he left his west side home. The GBPD says Van Lannen will be returned to his family after he is treated for minor injuries.
Does it seem like you're driving in circles a lot? Well, here in Wisconsin, we are. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says Wisconsin leads the nation in roundabouts. There are 554 roundabouts in Wisconsin, 287 on state highways, and 267 on roads. Roundabouts are primarily found in the eastern and southern parts of the state, with Green Bay and the Fox Valley well represented. The Federal Highway Administration says roundabouts help prevent head-on and left-turn crashes and get drivers to slow down in general.
Hey, Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Yes, we're going to use lethal force. Yes, we reserve the right to operate.
He clearly stated he would go in and they'd slaughter the cartel and they would be killing everywhere. He used that verbiage.
Unless Mexico invites us to send our troops into their country, it's essentially under international law tantamount to an act of war to send troops into a country without the invitation of the country.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest. Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hello again. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. We are here at WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM every Monday night from 7 to 8. I am particularly honored and privileged to have with us tonight Stephanie Bloomingdale, the director of is that the official position or president of the
president
of the AFL-CIO in this great state of Wisconsin, and Dr. Robert Craig, who is the executive director of Citizen Action. And we're talking about the UAW strike and what it means to not only the UAW members, but also to all folks at work and frankly, everybody that's interested in democracy and the USA and in Wisconsin. But before we had the break, Dr. Craig, you were talking about President Biden and his essential slogan that record profits, record contract, and he's going to be out. The president's going to be out supporting the UAW tomorrow on the picket line. But you were commenting on its significance before the break, and I said, hold that thought, but go fire away.
I think President Biden understands what Stephanie was laying out, that unions are the core of having a prosperous middle class and a prosperous country. And so really, prosperity doesn't come from giving a lot of money to the richest, because when they have extra capital, they can invest it anywhere. They can invest it in China and Mexico, anywhere else. Average people get it. They buy things in the community. They patronize stores, restaurants. They buy houses. They buy, upgrade the furniture, the appliance in their house. So they create a whole lot of prosperity. And so we really allowed corporate America, Wall Street, to hollow out the American middle class for their own short-term benefit. And that harms all of us. But workers have to fight for it, because they won't, as Frederick Douglass said, power concedes nothing without a demand. It never has and it never will. And a strike is a strategic way workers can use their economic power to tell big corporations, we're going to damage you economically until you will sit down at the table and cut us in on what you're receiving. Otherwise, they'll take it all. And it's an example to all the workers, which is most workers who don't have unions, who want workers, all the folks at Starbucks that are organizing for living wage, a whole lot of other places where you haven't even heard of, the breakthrough at Amazon, for example. But labor law is stacked against them. So what this sets up in a second term is doing the first major labor law reform in this country since the post-war era and the New Deal era, and actually making it possible for everyone to have the right to organize, because the original gerrymandering of maps so that the only one side could win, the voter disenfranchisement was in what capitalism, corporate America, was able to do to workers to make sure to find a way to frustrate their right to form a union. Because why do we have low unionization rates overall historically, but astronomically record high support for unions? Why that gap? Because workers don't actually have, most of them, an easy way to get a union. And if we do that, that will create a whole new era of prosperity for American workers. And we're on the verge of that if we can get through this election and get a majority that will enact those laws.
So, Stephanie, you'd mentioned that we have this stand-up strike. And I just wanted to comment on one other thing that I noticed, is that as of Friday, the 22nd, the expansion focused on two and not all three. And what I heard is that Ford was actually making some concessions at the table, and the UAW leadership said, look, let's see what happens. What generally can you tell us about that?
Well, I think that you summed it up, Mark, very well. And that is what we have heard from UAW leadership. They are in negotiations with the big three. The second round of the stand-up strike involved dozens of plants across the U.S., but did not at Stellantis and GM. So Ford was not part of the second round of the strike. This is part of their strategic decision about where to go. And you may want to ask me, well, where are they going to go this Friday? And I'll have to say, we have to wait and see.
For real. But just how about one last shout out to the UAW folks in Hudson and Milwaukee in terms of what listeners can do? You want to remind folks what they can do?
Absolutely. They can join in Hudson. You can join those UAW workers at 722. And there's about a little over 100 workers that are out on strike. And they're going to be on that strike line 24 hours a day. So you can join them there. I can, the General Motor Parts Distribution Center, 2200 Willis Miller Drive, 24-hour picket line in Bayview, Wisconsin, and Bayview, Milwaukee, and Bayview in Milwaukee. They will be there from Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And that is in 3280 South Clement Avenue in Bayview. If you want to bring some food along with you, if you want to bring some water or some refreshments for those strikers, it's a long time to be on strike, and they certainly would appreciate your support if you wanted to stop by and walk with them, even if it's for a half an hour or an hour. Please join us.
Folks, you heard it. And please support the UAW. Everybody's rights are at stake. And I just want to take a couple of things you both said, because I think it's a perfect segue to where I want to go next. Dr. Craig, you mentioned gerrymandered maps and the fact that there is the Speaker of our Assembly, Voss, that worked very hard along with former Governor Walker to gerrymander the maps. And Stephanie, you talked about, the UAW has talked about a divide and conquer strategy amongst the big three. And I think it's appropriate that, you know, everybody, I remember when Governor Walker said what he wanted to do before the enactment of Act 10 was divide and conquer. And the far right has done a great, great job of doing that in the state. And Speaker Voss was there at the beginning with the gerrymandered maps, and he is here now, and I hear that he is out there talking about impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who was just elected by 11 points by the public, many of those working people. What is the AFL-CIO and its membership? How do they view this attack by Robin Voss on our newly elected justice? I mean, she hasn't even heard a case. So what's labor thinking?
Well, I mean, we call foul. I mean, you know, we have a democracy, and we have to support the idea of fairness in our democracy. I mean, you don't always get to win. That's why we have elections. And so we had an election. People came out and supported Janet Protasiewicz, and she won by 11 points. The people spoke, people voted. She won. And so now that she's ready to, you know, she's been, she's now, you know, been, you know, now an official justice. And I think she's only seen one case or something come before. But even before she even heard a case, Representative Robin Voss said that he threatened impeachment. So it's really quite unfair. And I think that our members see that, because even if they maybe didn't vote for her, there is an idea that elections have consequences, elections have meaning. And just because you don't get your own way doesn't mean that you can use arcane levers of power or just simply trying to throw somebody out through impeachment for no good reason, just to get your way. So I think that this is the wrong move by Robin Voss. I think that he's going to see that this is not popular amongst Wisconsin voters. People in Wisconsin really value fairness and you know, a fair fairness in our democracy. So I think that's going to backfire, and you know, let's see what happens next.
I think we're going to see what happens next. I'm frankly quite surprised that the ability of Speaker Voss to spin every truth into some form of fiction. He's a master at it. I give him credit for that. But you know, the how you have the guts to come out to a justice that just wins by 11 points, and I look at, he barely squeaked by in his district, this was statewide election. He would love to have the votes that Justice Janet, won by. It was a lot more than he ever got. But Dr. Craig, how do you see that teeing up around the state with citizen action?
And I appreciate, Mark, your ability to, despite the stakes here, to give the devil his due as far as Voss's capacity, the Speaker Voss's capacities here. So this is a very concrete example. People hear about a threat to democracy, but that can sound kind of like a big thing, right? So when you have leaders that after an election that was overwhelming, Justice Protasiewicz won overwhelmingly in an evenly divided state because people wanted the direction, her values, the direction she was seeking, and it puts under threat the unfair legislative maps, the gerrymandered maps that assure that only one party wins no matter how people vote, which is fundamentally undemocratic. So if you can use impeachment, which is really something that's supposed to be in emergencies, it's in the Constitution, break glass only in emergency, where there's a serious violation of public trust, think Watergate, right? And to use it just to hold power and without grounds, just in order to overturn a popular election, that is concretely an attack on democracy. And people have to stand up for it, because if you don't fight for your rights, you will lose them. And it tells you, we can talk about the ethics of Robin Voss. He doesn't care if he has popular consent, that he's won an election fair and square. He just wants to have power to implement his agenda. That's authoritarianism at scale, at the Wisconsin scale. And so I think Stephanie's right. He's bitten off more than he can chew, but really we shouldn't take this for granted. This is a serious threat. So the next time they're in session and could take action, it looks like Robin Voss is trying to maneuver around and figure a way, is after October 10th and the weeks after that. And so we are watching this situation extremely closely and looking when we are going to need, if hopefully we will not, but when we will need to mobilize. And there are a lot of the people doing that. I think Robin Voss is backing off and circling around because there has been a very strong frontal response so far. And he doesn't know if he can get away with it, but I think he would like to if he can. And so he potentially has the power. We cannot take this threat for granted. Why not at all?
So, folks, this is your Paul Revere Show. I am Attorney Mark Thompson. I'm privileged to have the president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO with us tonight, and Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action. And we're going to be right back on the other side of the break and talking more about the unconstitutional attempts to impeach our newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz, essentially trying to get us all, not to count our votes, which is ridiculous. But we'll be back with more and a final what you can do to help.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude.
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 60 tonight under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered showers. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, 67, overcast skies. Cloudy again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 60. Temperatures near average Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the mid-60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
This is your Paul Revere Show. We are here at WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM every Monday night from 7 to 8. We have on this last segment, the president of the AFL-CIO, Stephanie Bloomingdale, Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action, and we've been talking about the far right and Speaker Voss's attempt to, or threats to, impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who just won an election by 11 points, and for Wisconsin, which is as purple as you can get, an 11-point victory is huge, right? So you don't get 11-point victories without people on independents, Republicans, and Democrats voting. So what's the membership and sort of what's the labor around the state doing on this issue and encouraging members to do, Stephanie?
Around the issue of impeach our justice that just got elected. Well, union members are contacting their legislators and letting them know how they feel about this. That this is not part of what we conceive of as a democracy. It's unfair, and he ought to stop. And he should pull back this idea to simply impeach a Supreme Court justice just because he doesn't know how she may rule. So this is really just about fairness, and I think it really crosses a lot of political lines. Doesn't matter what party you're with. The idea that an election should have meaning, and not using impeachment or any other political maneuvers or shenanigans to get your way, is something that our members, and I think working people in general, really agree on.
Yeah, I think I'm going to join Stephanie in that. Folks, if you're listening and you care about democracy and you want to make sure that your vote counts and your neighbor's votes counts, find out who your local state assembly person is and who the local state senator is. And call them both. I mean, the action has been, most of the noise has come from Speaker Voss and that side, but it's important that everybody know. And look, if you're in a district where your assembly and your state senator, you think already supports Justice Janet Protasiewicz, let them know anyway. I mean, we need to put wind in everybody's sails, and it's crucial to keep the state moving forward. Dr. Craig, you had sort of mentioned something earlier, and I wanted to get your sort of read on it. There is sort of a sub talk about this impeachment, is that, I serve, just, for background for folks, I'm also on the Wisconsin Election Commission. There was support for Megan Wolf to be the administrator. Now there's a talk about impeaching Megan Wolf. And, you know, there are people that are talking about impeaching Megan Wolf are people that Robin Voss wouldn't even trust to let him in their caucus. What can you tell us about that, Dr. Craig?
Yeah, there's four members of the state assembly that are also seeking to impeach the nonpartisan expert head of the Wisconsin Election Commission. She does not make policy decisions. That's the commission that Mark is part of.
Right. She does that. We do.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
These particular representatives are unhappy with what she has done in trying to execute and carry out democracy, because they didn't actually want a fair election to be run in the last election. And so this is, again, a misuse of the impeachment power. And not only is that undemocratic in and of itself, it's dangerous because we need the impeachment power to be nonpartisan for real violations of the public trust. And this really is different than it used to be. Republicans did not turn around and try to impeach Jimmy Carter on no grounds when there had been impeachment inquiry into Richard Nixon. In other words, they did not take this as just some partisan weapon we can use whenever we think it's to our advantage. It was used very rarely. And so this kind of completely frivolous impeachment effort, which we have with Megan Wolf, and which we have with Janet Protasiewicz, it not only itself is undemocratic, it threatens one of the key checks and balances we have when a public official oversteps. What it's for is when someone has violated the public trust. It's for official crimes, when they've not lived up to the oath of their office and have undermined the public interest, fraud, acting on behalf of people not based on open democratic decision making, you know, like Watergate kind of situations. And so this is very important, and it just shows the way that we need to defend democracy. And I'll just say, democracy doesn't work very well when elected officials think that people aren't watching. So you should call your state senator and state assembly person, because they said, no, you're watching. And in fact, even those you think are on our side need to know that you want them to act and to stop this. So that will make them more active as well. Even if they already agree with you, they'll just feel more force if people are asking them to do it. And those who might want to do an illegitimate impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz will think twice if they're getting enough calls from people, so they know they're being watched by their own constituents.
Thank you, Dr. Craig. We're coming up a couple minutes, not even quite, to the end of the show. And, you know, I look to you, Stephanie. I just remember when I was back in the mill, working people never got enough headlines their voices just weren't heard, right? We spend so much time, in Wisconsin, we got some superstar athletes, you know, they're union members, right? And they get all the press. And so we got 30 seconds. What does labor need to know, and what can folks listening do to help?
That these individuals that are going on strike are making, are joining in a courageous strike. It's not an easy thing to do, to walk off the line and to walk off work and stay and be on strike. So whatever your listeners can do to give them some support by joining those picket lines that we talked about earlier, or even having this conversation at the dinner table with your friends, your kids, and explaining really what unions are all about. And unions are about having working people have better wages, better working conditions, and supporting a thriving middle class.
Folks, thank you much. Mark Thompson, your Paul Revere Show. See you next week.
You know.
know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.